Hello and welcome back to That Haunted Show. I hope we're all keeping well. It is scarily close to Christmas and I am not prepared whatsoever. Well, actually, in saying that I am prepared presents-wise, I'm just really not in the festive mood. I don't know why. I'm just really not feeling it this year. It was probably after the complete shit show of last year. But hey, we'll see how it goes. This episode is going to be another collab. So we go over some incredible experiences and just some bizarre phenomena that, can't quite be explained. I'll leave you to interpret it and see what you think of it all. But some of it is just bizarre. It really is. We had a great chat. We went into everything. So, and if you do enjoy this episode, if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, it really couldn't be easier. There will be a direct link in the show notes. Also, if you follow any of the socials, be it Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the good shit, there is a link tree there, and there's even a direct link to the Apple Podcast review page. So if you could do that, it would really, really help us out. Also, there is a Christmas sale on the merch, so just putting that out, there will be 25% off over the Christmas period, so I hope you guys check that out. Something to consider if you want to give someone an awesome gift of just some haunted merch. You know, the good shit. Also, I've got to say hello to Alana, and I hope you're doing well after your accident. I hope things are a lot better for you, and I'm glad you listen and enjoy the show. But I'm going to shut up now, and I'll speak to you at the end.
I forgot to press record. Right, we're all good.
Cool.
So yeah, I will edit this down because it will probably be a disaster, but hey.
Yep. Especially with my accent.
It's not too bad.
No, I have family who are from London, and whenever I get on the phone, they're like, could you talk a bit slower? So you're like, hi, how are you?
Oh, God. Yeah, don't worry. You don't have to do that here. It's fine.
It would take us ages to get through this.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I mean, where do we start?
No, where do you want to start?
Yeah.
Like,
so I know you said you've had like your own kind of experiences with your family as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we could kind of go into that. It'd be a good little start.
Yeah, well, the house we're in just now, I have a ghost.
Okay.
I think it's the previous owner of the house. So where we live in a town called Denny, and this house, the woman who lived in it before us had lived here like her whole life, and her name was Mrs. Loney.
Yeah.
So we have a really popular photographer in Denny called David Loney, and it was his aunt or something like that. So whenever people say, oh, you live in Mrs. Loney's house, I'm like, no, it's my house now. We bought it. We bought it. It's ours. I think it's her. So when we first moved in, I was in here a day by myself, and I heard the door open and shut. I was like, that's weird. Yeah. So I had to look at the front door, no one there. And I was like, right, okay. And I thought, it's just like getting used to the new sounds of the new house and things. And then a couple of days later, I was in the house again. I think the kids must have been at school and Callum must have been at work and something like that. So I heard the door open and I heard someone shout, it's just me, Hen. And I was like, what?
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then, so I went downstairs and the door was open.
What, the front door?
Yeah, the front door was open. And I was like, okay. So I just, I kind of thought, I'm just freaking myself out here. I'm just being really paranoid. So I went down, shut the door, and I was like, right, it's cool. Just cool. It's fine. Totally, absolutely nothing to worry about. So then, that, like, everything went dead quiet for ages, and then like things will just get moved all around, and then now and again I'll hear her and she's like, it's fine, that's all. Oh, you hear, God. Is just a wee whisper, it's fine. I'm like, okay. But she doesn't she doesn't feel like scary or bad. She feels quite like welcoming, and
yeah,
but she likes to move things about, and like, so it's like an older house, so yeah, there's parts of the floor, like you know what parts of the floor to step on and which bits, yeah, of cocaine.
Exactly, yeah, same here.
In the middle of the night, well, I work 4 nights a week, so like the 3 nights that I'm in the house,
yeah,
two of them Callum is here, and Callum always works night shift on a Sunday night, so on a Sunday night, guaranteed she is strolling up and down my hall, and you just, really, hear her and the creaky floorboards, and I'm like, at first I was like, nah, no way. But it's every Sunday. It's like
every Sunday. She's got
the every Sunday when he's not here.
Oh my god! Have you ever recorded it?
I have. I have got a recording somewhere. I think it's on the pad that I'm on. Yeah. But she was like running. It sounded like she was running.
Oh my god!
No, I have. I definitely have, because I've got a video of it, because I videoed the hall.
Yeah.
To show there was nothing in the hall, but you can hear like running up and down it.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, I'll need to send it. Yeah, I'll find it and send it.
Yeah. Well, so like the whole kind of pacing changes. It's not always just strolling. It's running as well.
Yeah, and as far as I'm led to believe, she was quite a wanderer. She was put into a nursing home when she left this house because she had dementia and she was starting to wander and things like, yeah, that. So, and people said that like, she was fast, which freaks me out even more, because it's like, oh my god, she's running, she's coming to get me.
Oh god, yeah, that would put me off more if it was running.
yeah. But like I said, she's never made me feel like scared or anything like that. So I'm just waiting for her to like move my dolls about. I don't know if you saw on my Instagram the other day, I've got these like really scary reborn vampire.
I did see them.
Yeah, so they're not everyone's cup of tea, which is fine.
No.
I'm terrified that one day one of them moves, and I think that's when the house is going on the market.
Yeah, don't blame you. So I mean, you said she's moved things before.
Yeah,
so it definitely could happen.
It doesn't. Please don't move the doll.
Oh god, yeah. No, that would freak me out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Like, not so much in this house. In our old house, I always felt my granddad. Felt like he came and visited. There was like one, he used to smoke like a pipe, and there was like certain times you would just get this like really strong smell of a pipe.
Oh really?
Yeah, and like nothing more than that. It was just quite simple. But then neither Callum and I smoke, and nobody like in the kind of area, you know what I mean, like the surrounding houses that we were joined to, no one smoked. So it couldn't even think, oh, well, maybe it's coming from next door or something like that. But yeah, just this really strong pipe smell. Which
yeah,
is,
that's the thing. Pipes definitely have that strong smell. You can definitely kind of distinguish it's not just a cigarette. Like, weird.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. My, there's a word for kids. Oh, what is it called? I can't remember the word, but there is this word. I'm going to look it up while I'm doing this. There's a word for kids who are like old wanderers or that have been here before.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I can't think
of the word.
No, what is it called? No, can't find it. Anyway, so I've got two kids. I've got a wee boy who is 8 and a wee girl who is 7. There's only 13 months between them. What? Go away, I'm doing this. just popping in there. And my little boy has always been just in tune. Whereas I think like he's definitely been here before. Whereas my little girl is brand new, still in warranty. Pretty sure I could return. See, that's how new she is. But he used to say like random things. One day he must have been about 3 and he said to me, "Mum, you're the best mum I've had in all my life."
Oh,
I was like, oh thanks
thank you
for that.
Yeah, now that's quite weird. You hear about that a lot, the kind of children having multiple lives. It seems to be that it tends to be like they grow out of it.
Yeah, it's like that they were connected to the world before, and as they get older, they like get further away from it.
Yeah, something like that. It's not obviously not common, but you do hear about it quite a bit, which is definitely quite eerie. Has he ever said anything about past lives? Any like details?
Well, yeah, quite in depth. He said that he was like, so he's always been a really good talker since he was like really young, and he must have, I want to say maybe 3, 4. He wasn't at school when he started school when he was 4, so it couldn't have been any older than that. And he said, "Do you remember that time that we went on that boat?" I don't do boats, so like, no. Oh. I was like, "Yeah, remember the big boat?" And I was like, "Nope." He was like, "Yeah, remember, we went on the big boat." And I was like, "No, I don't remember. What? Tell me about this boat." He was like, "It was a big wooden boat." I was like, "Nope, that was definitely not me."
Big wooden boat. Oh my god, that's going back far.
And I was like, "No, that's not jogging my memory." And he says, "Yeah," he says, "but I looked different." And I was like, "Okay, so what did you look like?" He was like, "I was big. I was a big adult." I was like, "Right."
Oh geez.
He says, "Yeah," and I can't remember. I have it written down somewhere. It's in one of those books, one of those like memory books.
Oh yeah. And that's a good idea of keeping it.
Yeah, just because it's something I probably would never remember off the top of my head. But he was like, "Remember, it was called whatever the name was that he said it was called." And I was like, "No." And we Googled the ship, right?
And did you find it? Like
it was like an old, not pirate ship. I mean, it had that kind of pirate ship.
Yeah.
Look. But it had been like a cargo ship. And it was just so bizarre. Like, he hadn't heard about this at school because, like I say, he wasn't at school.
No. And it's not like cargo ships are well documented. It's not like he probably would have heard it anywhere either.
I mean, he's interested in a lot of things, but I can't think at that age where he would have got that information from.
No, that's bizarre.
So, he was... So Callum's gran, who he called Nana...
Yeah.
Passed away before I met him, and we were at his mum's one day, and she was pulling out pictures and showing the kids like, "Oh, this was my mum and this was your great gran and blah blah," and Calix kept pointing at one, and I was saying, "Who's that?" And he went, "That's Nana."
No.
Oh god, make it stop.
Oh my god, yeah, it's definitely kind of in tune with something there.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And he's sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, did he say he'd seen her or met her anywhere?
He just knew who she was. Yeah. But they have this, like, so obviously they're not twins. There's 13 months between them.
Yeah.
But they do have this, Huxley, come on. Sorry, I'm getting attacked by the dog.
Don't worry.
They have this kind of weird, what we call twin thing, where they're so in tune with each other. So, like, on the rare occasion that one of them stays at their gran's and the other stays here,
yeah,
they'll know if the other one's upset, not well, sad, anything.
Really?
Yeah, they're so connected. I think, like, they are very close, but it's just, like, they have this really mad bond. It's quite, it's scary sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you hear about that with twins quite often, but never just... Your general siblings.
My goodness. What else? He's had loads. I forgot about this one. So Callum's best friend and his wife had bother trying to have kids for years, and they'd been through IVF and been through IVF, and they'd went through IVF and they unfortunately lost twin boys quite late on.
Oh.
But since then they've had their little girl, and they've been able to have a family and things. But we had went to see them because we don't see them very often, but they are still, they're very close. So it was when their wee girl had been born. So the kids were, I'm trying to think how old she is, maybe six, so... No, she must be younger than that. So Kaz would have been 2, 3. And so we went in the house and we were talking and talking about the baby and things. And Calix, he said, where's the other one? And I thought, oh, maybe he had heard us saying about twins or something like that. I thought maybe that's what it is. And I said, there isn't anybody else. It's just her. No, the boys. And I was like, what? And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is going to traumatize this poor woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like talking about boys and he said, no, but look, they're over there.
Oh, jeez.
Please stop.
Oh, he said, no.
The boys are over there. And I was like, no, they're not. And he went, yeah, come on, boys, come play. Well, that was me. I was like, please can we leave?
Yeah, cool. That's quite incredible, actually.
She took a lot of comfort from it. She took a lot of comfort from it.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's kind of nice in a way that they're there.
Like, yeah, and, you know, they were staying, but he was so adamant and saying, like, the boys, they're your boys. And we were just so... It was one of those where we were all just kind of sitting looking at each other like, is this real? Is this actually happening?
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. That's definitely quite something. But no, it's nice they're kind of there. They'll probably be, I don't know, staying with the family, like a kind of guardian type thing.
Nice, but scary at the same time.
Yeah.
I think child always scary. Even if they're not, like, bad or have any malice, children are just scary. And even in scary films, like, when they start shooting kids, nope, that's it, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. That does me. Anything, yeah. What is it? It's The Ring that does me.
Oh, like, God. Or, have you seen Orphan?
Yes, yeah, I have.
Oh, God. That traumatized me.
No, I can't stand. It's just the hair over the face in The Ring that really does me. I don't know why. I've just been traumatized.
You were doing a story. Funnily enough, me and the kids were listening to your Lake House Horror story in the car. And when it finished, they were like, what happens now? And I was like, I don't know. I just need to wait. You need to wait until there's more. And they were like, no, what happens now? you'd read one about the hair being over the face. And as soon as you said those words, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it then shivers up my spine.
Yeah, honestly, I can't deal with it. It was, I've always hated it since I watched the film. And it was back when I used to live at home. We kind of had like this log cabin in like the garden, and I used to just sleep down there because I was a teenager. I thought, this is sweet, I'm not in the house. And yeah, I was asleep one day. My sister, she's like, she's 9 years younger than me, so she thought it would be funny to start banging on the windows with her hair down her face. Oh my God. I used to sleep with this like big metal torch. And I was probably about inches from, like, beating her with it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
I traumatized my poor sister. So my sister's 11 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And since she was, I want to say 5, she has been obsessed with Halloween and Michael Myers. Obsessed. She is still
that's
obsessed.
Quite a young age to be obsessed with Halloween.
Yeah, oh, she's been slightly odd. but she loved being scared. She just loved that buzz of being scared. So she was always obsessed with Michael Myers. And I remember one day I had my mobile phone and she was lying in the bed beside me. She must have been about 2 or 3. And I phoned the house phone, which was downstairs. And I was like, oh, can you go and get the phone? And she was like, no. I was like, yeah, go get the phone. And she was like, okay. So she went downstairs and waited until she picked up the phone. And I said, it's Michael Myers.
Oh, no.
And she just dude ran up the stairs screaming.
Oh my god.
I know that's not quite sad, but the thing is just to like traumatize them for life.
Oh yeah, you've got to.
Absolutely.
Oh jeez.
Oh man, that's funny. I'm trying to think. I've got so many like ghosty stories. Like my mum is the spookiest witch you have ever met in your life.
Oh really?
She just knows things. She'd never ever get away with lying with my mum. So that was always great when we were younger.
Yeah, I'll bet that was fun.
Oh man. But like she would always used to talk about, now this was before, I don't know if you've ever seen a film called Practical Magic.
I think I have.
There's a bit in it where Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, they're like sisters.
Yeah, I think I have actually.
Yeah, right. So they talk about this thing in it and it's called Blood on the Moon. But like, yeah. I remember my mum talking about this before this was even a film.
Okay.
So when there was a ring around the moon, oh man, I used to look at it and think, oh, what is it tonight? And she'd always be like, something bad's going to happen. Be careful. Something bad's going to happen. We're like, right, okay. And something always happened. Oh. And clocks stop in my mum's house. So if you woke up in the morning and a clock had stopped, you were like, oh, waiting on a phone call. Something happened at that time.
Really?
And yeah, always, she's just a spooky ass witch.
Was she into kind of the whole witchcraft vibe and practicing?
Yeah. Not as very in a kind of non... I'm trying to think of the best way to be. Like, very subtly.
Yeah.
Like she'll burn her Palo Santo, ethically sourced, just to put that out there. and, like, incense and candles and things. And, like, she would always be, like, making... what did they call it? What did she used to call them? She used to make her own tinctures.
Okay,
and like these off medicines that we used to have to take in the winter, and we used to hate it because they were strong. They were made with like whiskey, garlic, lemon.
Oh my god! Brewed
for like 6 months. Like, don't get me wrong, I've started doing it for the kids because, well, when COVID hit,
yeah,
it freaked me out, and I thought, nope, we need to do this. We're going to start doing this because it always kept us well.
So it actually worked then.
Oh yeah, it absolutely did work. But like, my mum was a big no-no against like antibiotics and things. She was always like, you know, your body needs to fight things off. You need to like, you know, take things naturally and make yourself well. And she thinks like honey is going to like cure cancer. She's like so obsessed with honey. Honey is the fix of all things.
Yeah.
Like, honey, you know, cut your leg off, now you'll be fine. Put some honey on it.
That'll do the job.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so yeah, but she was always kind of like, we just used to say she was a bit spooky. And when I was in high school, it was like me and one other girl kind of like found our way into like witchcraft and things. And
yeah,
it was then that mum was like, I wondered when you would come to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? So she comes from like on her dad's side, goes back like mad amounts of time, like.
Ah.
Gypsies and pagans and
yeah
like a really odd line of, I don't want to say the wrong word and offend anybody, you know, I can't remember exactly what she would say that they were, but there was like travelers and gypsies and pagans. There's a whole line of them, but like my mum's mum is so straight down the line, there's no can't watch any films with imaginary things because it's not real life. Can't watch Christmas films because it's not real.
Oh.
She's just, yeah, she's like, oh, I know, what a childhood, eh?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so she's always been like not totally out there, but yeah, she's very much a secret witch, I would call her.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it. I like that, secret witch.
Yeah. But she is, she's scary and spooky as AF. I find really hard not to swear because I swear a lot.
Oh, honestly, so same.
Children actually said to me before New Year, "Mom, maybe your New Year's resolution could be to maybe swear less." And I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah, maybe.
Bad your children telling you that though. But then, people in Scotland swear just for swearing. It's just part of our vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly. It's just what are you doing?
Yeah. It doesn't really count.
No, exactly.
To think of other things. I told you when we were speaking about that Bangour place, the hospital. I seen one of the nurses. There's not a lot of pictures online of how this place sits. So basically, it was called Bangour Village Hospital, and it was like a village.
I remember the pictures. It's like a weird kind of abandoned village.
Yeah, mad. And like they had a church and everything, like within the grounds and things. One day we actually, after it had been abandoned, we walked around and the security guard let us inside the church. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah, it was so cool.
How come it like, was abandoned?
Unsure. So where it is, there's another big hospital called St. John's, and it's almost like when that opened, everybody just jumped ship.
Okay.
But like, you can look through the window. I mean, a lot of it is currently getting demolished because they've had some legal battle for years about trying to preserve the grounds and it being like not a landmark as such, but they're trying to keep the, instead of it basically being turned into houses like everything else is.
Yeah.
But somebody has finally won and they're demolishing parts of it to build houses. But when you looked in the windows of some parts, I need to try and see if I have pictures of this. There was just, it just looked like everybody had just left one day and never went back.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like everything's still there and laid out.
Yeah. There was you could see into like where the nurses stayed, and there was like a suitcase on the bed that just had some stuff in it.
Really?
And yeah, it was like they were all in the middle of leaving.
That's so weird.
Just bizarre, just so weird. But there's the one part where the asylum basically, which
which definitely makes it a lot creepier.
Yeah.
Having an asylum there, jeez.
And it's the only building that stands completely alone, like really far away from everything else, and it's on this hill. And it's also the only building that is bricked up. Everything else has got like boards in the windows.
Yeah.
Just kind of like nailed over. Nothing's done. Well, the last time I was there, nothing had been like done with steel or anything like that. But this building, literally bricked up.
Oh,
the windows
makes
were bricked,
you faint, doesn't it? Like,
and the feeling you get when you walk near this building is it's so cold. You know that way where people describe it, like someone brushes past them and you get this cold feeling? That is exactly what it feels when you stand there. It's horrible.
Yeah,
but we were there when... Sorry, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you get that with places which have definitely had a lot of history and not good history. You can definitely kind of feel that vibe that just lingers.
Yeah, it was horrible. But the... I can imagine. We were there one day and I remember seeing this woman who... I wanted to say she looked like a nurse, but I wasn't really, really sure. She didn't look like an old... She didn't look like she was wearing like an old uniform or anything like that, but she just something just didn't feel right. And she was wondering about herself, and people didn't do that. Like if you were going to Bangour after it was abandoned, it was usually like with a dog or,
taking pictures, people sightseeing, all that.
And she was just on her own, and she was just standing on the top of the hill. And I was like, all right, okay. So we always did. We always went round and seen if there was any way to get inside this building. Even though there never we were up looking, and she was like, what is it you're doing? I says, oh, we're just having a look, you know.
Oh, well, you spoke to this person as well.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, yeah, but what are you doing? I says, just looking, not here to damage anything or anything, because I thought maybe she was like part of security or something like that. She says, we're not looking to damage anything, we're just looking. And she looked like she glared right at me and she went, but what are you doing? Mm. And I was like, what? And I said, I don't know how else to explain it to you.
No.
And I was like, okay. So we just walked away from her because I thought, okay, this is starting to get a bit creepy now. So we walked away, and as I was walking away, I heard her say, get back to bed. And I was like,
oh.
And I turned around to be like, right, come on, let's fight, right? Let's take this outside. And she was gone.
Just gone. Oh my God.
Gone. Just
was anyone else there? Did they see her?
Well, yeah, my mom was there. Yeah, my husband was there.
Did he see her?
And yeah, but he's such a skeptic. He was like, oh, she probably just like went that way. I was like, through the open field that she could hide within.
Yeah, she's just like, an Olympic sprinter. She shot out.
He was just practicing. Yeah, he's such a skeptic. I can't even say the word. Skeptic. Doesn't believe in anything. Doesn't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, you live in a haunted house.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, no, I'm not scared of anything. I'm not scared of the dark. There's nothing out there. He just doesn't believe
in anything. What does he think the footsteps are then?
He's like, it's just a house. Yeah, it's just a house. Like, but it's not.
No, then, like, I mean, I was going to say, like, it could be like a residual thing, but the fact that you said earlier it changes pace and things like that, that's obviously, it's not just a playback of something that's actually happening.
Yeah. And oh man, yeah, but so I think, I don't know, I think he just doesn't. And I mean, like, his mum is quite, I mean, she believes like anything that doesn't feel totally right, she believes. Calum's brother passed away a couple of years ago, and his mum was like going through old pictures, like looking for pictures of him and things. And she sent me the picture, and no, she took a new, there was a new picture. She took a picture of a picture that they'd got to send it to me. And there's this bizarre shadow.
Oh, really?
On the wall. She was like, look at that and tell me what that is. Tell me that's not him. I was like, what? And I didn't know what she meant. I totally was like, you know, one of those moments where someone catches you off guard and you're just like, what? What are you talking about? But when you look at the photo, it looks like a very, very tall man's shadow. And he was tall. I mean, Callum's 6'3" and he was taller than Callum is.
Oh, wow.
And oh man, it was one of them where you're like, oh, could it be? I mean, it could just be coincidence, but there was no one standing kind of like in the light where that was.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But mean, then
it definitely goes to kind of, those things do happen. I mean, when my uncle died when I was quite young, my mum would wake up at for the months after. She'd wake up at the same time every day, and you know, everyone has that like distinct smell of just their smell, like the deodorant they always wore, and just them. And she'd smell that like every day for months at the same time at night. And it's weird, it just kind of happens. They're definitely, I don't know, I don't really know what to class spirits as, but I do think they come here and now every now and then.
Yeah.
Just to, I don't know, check up and see what's going on.
Yeah. I think like we'll have a joke about things, and if something doesn't feel right, Calum will be like, get the salt. I'm like, but that's you that doesn't believe in it. But he's just watched too many episodes of Supernatural. He thinks
it's Dean Winchester. Yeah, I was about to say, get the Supernatural one.
He genuinely thinks it's Dean Winchester. So, if any demons come up in here, I know how to sort them out. Vampire, you watch me. I know what I'm doing.
That's it. Get the silver out.
that's him. He's such a skeptic. There's I think there's a ghost at my work. No one else believes me, and well, probably quite rightly so, because everybody at my work thinks I'm quite weird, which is fine. I am weird in my own beautiful.
Yeah, I'd be proud.
So I work in a supermarket, and the aisle that I normally work in is the bakery aisle. And now and again, when I first started, obviously, like, it smells amazing. This is why I will never, ever be a size 10 again, because the bread. And when I first started, so it took a while, as you can imagine, to adjust to night shift.
Yeah.
And I do like 4 10-hour shifts, back to back. So it's hard. I'm okay.
Tough.
Yeah. But when I first started, I kept seeing these things at the corner of my eye, and I just kept thinking, oh no, I'm just tired. Stop it. Like, stop inventing this for yourself. You're just going to freak yourself out.
Yeah.
And about 6 months ago, so in October, it had been like 2 years since I started night shift. So that was about 18 months I'd been doing night shift. So it wasn't down to just being tired or things like that.
No.
There was this, it was like a split second where I thought I saw someone. So, you know, like in a supermarket, they've got like the signs kind of hang down and tell you what's in that aisle.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So it was like a split second, and it looked like a man kind of like hanging from it. And I was like, Jesus. Oh. And I was like, no, it's fine. No. Don't even go down.
Hanging with like a noose or like swinging off it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, proper hanging. Oh, geez.
Yeah, proper hanging. I was like, nah. Nope, just tired. Just tired. And then I couldn't put it to bed. Like I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I kept like walking past and thinking, no, I'll see it again. But every time I went near that one bit, it was freezing cold.
Really?
Like distinctly colder at that one part. And then started like more and more seeing like for a second, and then for a couple more seconds. And I've been trying to research like what the building was like, what was there before.
Yeah.
I can't find any kind of like solid. I mean, I work in Stirling, so you know, there was the whole battle of Bannockburn, and there was battles of, you know, the shop I work in is literally behind Stirling Castle. So,
oh, wow.
So there's probably like,
yeah, it's got some history going. No,
yeah, you know, like the area has like a lot of history, but I can't find anything concrete to say like anything happened or anything was particularly in that area. But when I have seen him, the clothing he's wearing is like very, very old, like a very, and he looked like he would be poor.
Yeah.
That's really a horrible assumption to make about someone, but you know, like, I'm talking like hundreds of years ago, and people obviously dress different based on their class.
You see it like clearly? Like,
yeah,
does it
now
look like a person or kind of like translucent kind of thing?
I can like see through him.
Yeah.
But he's there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But one night I was kind of talking to someone who I worked with about it. They were like, no way. And then they went to like walk where he was, and I was like, can you please move? Just like, don't, like, if you can see a ghost, like, don't walk through it. Just don't.
No.
Right.
Nah, I'll definitely avoid.
Yeah. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, please just whether you believe me or not, like, please just don't walk through where he is. I was like, it's just don't be disrespectful. And he was like, all right, okay. He was looking at me like I was like absolutely insane. But then when he got closer to it, he was like, oh, it's really cold here. I was like,
oh, really?
Yep.
And what, did he not know where it was as well?
No. He was like, why is it cold here? And I was like, because that's what he is. And they were like, what? It's like, well, you, believe me or not, but you know, you were the one that said yourself, it is really cold at this one bit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
if they've noticed it, that's definitely
yeah,
something.
You know,
I mean, it kind of backs it up that you knew where it was. He felt that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of proof in a way. Like, yeah. People won't believe it, but...
Yeah. You do. Just, yeah. But I haven't had, like, any, like, UFO or alien experiences or anything like that. I'm not sure how I feel about stuff like that.
No, that's... Yeah, I used to be obsessed with the whole UFO alien type thing. And I just... I started doing this show. I got so engrossed in paranormal ghost stories.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought, nah, whatever. I haven't had any experiences, whereas I've had ghost experiences.
Yeah.
And it was literally a couple of days after I kind of stated that, yeah, whatever, I don't believe anymore. I was driving home from work and had the weirdest thing. So I was driving down like this country lane and I don't know what kind of made me look up, but there was just like this really bright light. It looked like someone kind of shining like a torch in mist. So the center circle was really bright and then it was kind of hazy light around it.
Oh.
And just like I could see the moon and then I could see this really clearly. So I was like, okay, that's not the moon. So, and yeah, I don't know why it really drew my eye to it. I think it was just because it stood out. So I was kind of looking at it, thinking, okay, this is strange. And literally, it just shot off, left like a light trail, and it like two more did it immediately after. Just same direction, completely just shot off.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and I have no idea what it was. I couldn't see any shape. All I could just see was the light because it was cloudy. And yeah, it just wasn't moving when I was driving. And I just got, it was a country lane and it's in the middle of nowhere. So I kind of stopped and was just looking at it like, shit. And yeah, it just shot off. And then two more followed and I was just like, wow. Men in Black are going to come. I'm going to be like put in a home. This is it.
Although I don't disbelieve. I just have no experience. I just think for the size of this everlasting universe and, you know, there's so much proof to say that there's all these other galaxies and...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's...
You know, I think for us to be the only living things out there that I can't wrap my brain around that we're so special.
No, it just seems impossible. That there's got to be something else out there.
Has to be.
And again, like, why? If there was, why would they just come around here to just kind of float around and look at us?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand it. Like, if it was me, if it was humans, we'd probably go there and, like, invade it or some shit.
Yeah.
So, like why would... Yeah, exactly. Net. Just destroy it like we've done here.
Yep, we are a good race, so we are.
Yeah, and I don't know. Just the kind of UFO thing. I don't know why they'd just be floating about, observing.
Oh, the Men in Black though creeps me right out.
Yeah, no, that's definitely eerie. Heard some weird stories about that.
Yeah, and it seems to be anyone you kind of speak to about it who's had any experience of looking it up like I did, and it just, like, nope, cannot compute.
Yeah, nope, can't look. Things happen when you look them up.
Don't like it at all. So
no,
that's
weird. I was listening to a podcast. I listened to so many. I can't actually remember which one it was. And they did, because they basically do like YouTube lives and they just record that and upload it to a podcast. They were doing the Men in Black kind of phenomena and literally they just lost connection completely, tried going back online and they just couldn't. And they had to just kind of, I think they posted on Twitter or something that they were like, yeah, we can't upload anything today. Apparently our connection's fine, but nothing's working. The whole kind of studio went down.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's just weird. It just goes to show something's there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, and I seen a post the other day on Facebook, just totally like hopping from subject to subject here, about the Mandela effect.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And I remember being at work one night listening to this podcast about the Mandela effect and it was about Febreze.
Yeah.
And it said that Febreze, people think it had two E's, but it, wait, it didn't.
Does it not?
Oh my God, it doesn't.
Nah, but wait, I'm going to Google this now.
So I was in a supermarket and I was like, no. I'm going to go and pick up a bottle of Febreze right now. And I'm telling you, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, I'm looking at pictures. It does not.
Yep.
What?
But I don't know what it did.
Yeah, so do I. I swear it always has.
Yep. And then there's like, so I went to a Catholic school and this thing about, yeah, I know. And that is why I am the way I am. And Mother Teresa, we get told, I remember her being a saint. Mother Teresa was a saint. I remember getting told this all through primary school. Like, but then she wasn't. She didn't get made a saint until, hang on, I'm just looking it up. She died until after she died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was 2000 and something. Yeah, right. So she died in 1997.
Okay.
But she was. Hang on. Is Mother Teresa a saint? Yeah, she is a saint.
Yeah, I've always heard and been told she was.
Yeah, but she wasn't made a saint until after she. Yeah, there you go. She was canonized by Pope Francis on September the 4th, 2016.
2016?
9 years after she died. Yeah. Yeah, you're actually speechless.
Yeah. It's so weird. I just don't know what to think about it. It's...
Yeah. There's so many things.
There is.
And have you heard about the Avril Lavigne thing? I suppose. What?
Oh, what? Where she's a clone?
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh, no.
So, like, I must have been maybe 13, 14 when Skater Boy came out.
Yeah. Iconic.
And I remember the music video. I remember the bit, like, in the second verse where she says something about, hey, she sits at home feeding the baby, she's all alone. And you have this, like, I remember, clear as day, remember this music video. And she was like, there was, like, in the video, the girl was, like, feeding a baby, getting really stressed out. She was on the phone to, like, her friends, exactly, basically, like, reenacting the words of the song.
Yeah.
And if you watch that music video now, it doesn't exist. Never really? Happened. Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh my God.
So weird.
That is weird. I can't remember. Like, obviously, I remember the song. I don't remember the words completely, but
yeah,
I can kind of vaguely picture it in my head.
Yeah.
No, that's strange.
But the Mandela effect fascinates me. I just think it's one of those, like, how can so many people have this memory?
Yeah, like, literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Well, yeah, because it started with Nelson Mandela. And I remember him dying in prison. I remember being told he died in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
And then his funeral was on TV not that long ago.
Yeah, and you're just kind of like, what?
And I was like, wait, what? We're doing this again?
It's weird. But there's a lot of theories about it where it's kind of like the whole kind of dimension shift.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's like, I was chatting to someone the other day and they were saying how, like, the last few years have just felt so strange. Like,
yeah,
especially with COVID and everything, it's like a totally different world at the moment and nothing feels quite the same.
Yeah.
And I do feel that we've kind of swapped realities again or somehow. Yeah. I can't remember how it all went, but it was an interesting theory.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It just feels like one day we're just going to wake up and it's just all going to be like a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of, like, the whole kind of simulation theory and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd kind of dream of this life. if I was dreaming, I think I'd dream of something a lot better.
Yeah, or maybe we're in, like, some sort of simulation as, like, some form of punishment or torture.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
My wee boy thinks that, says things like that all the time. He's like, do you ever think that maybe like this life is like not real life? And I'm like, oh god, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, we're just trying to go to school, can we right now?
Very years. Philosophical yeah. for a little boy.
Oh, he's, like the things he comes away with. Like, you could do a whole episode with him. Like,
yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, he said when we were eating dinner tonight, he said, "Do you ever think that maybe your dreams are like showing you what your life could be, or what your life is like in another dimension, or a past life?" And I'm like, man. Sometimes, like. And then, like, he'll ask questions about things. Like, there are certain questions that we now have. We now have a rule where it's like, it's a mum question or it's a dad question.
Yeah.
And he'll say before he starts, I'm not sure if this is a mum or dad question. And he can tell by, without me even opening my mouth, he'll go, that's fine, it's clearly a dad question. Some of the things he just has a complete different take on the world, and I hope he never changes. Like, I love the answer.
Exactly.
But he's so just different, you know. Yeah. Like, just, oh, best story, just speaking of him being different. So the kids go to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Not because we are super Catholics or anything like that. Like, Callum is an atheist and tells the kids quite openly he doesn't believe in anything.
Yeah.
It's entirely their choice. Like, I'm all for, you know, if they want to believe, they can believe. If they don't, they don't, then whatever. Yeah. But it's the best school in the area, and that was the biggest thing, really. So he has always been, like I've said, one for questions. So he went to school a couple of weeks ago and said to his teacher, you know God. And she was like, yep, I'm familiar. And he says, you know, doesn't he, like, forgive everyone? And she was like, well, yeah. And he says, yeah, you know, like, he goes on about, like, we're taught, like, God will forgive you, and, you know, as long as you say sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and he's telling me this story, and I had this sinking feeling in my stomach thinking, good God, what did he say? So...
Oh, no.
I said, right, okay. I said, so what did you say to her? And he said, well, you know how the devil. And I'm like, oh god.
Good start.
Because you know how the devil is Lucifer? And I said, yep. And he said, and you know how Lucifer was an angel? And I'm like, oh no, I can see where this is going. And I said, yep. He says, well, I asked the teacher, if Lucifer was God's favorite angel, then why, when he disagreed with him, did he just throw him out of heaven and put him into hell? And I was like, oh. I said, and what did your teacher say? He said, well, she said that we should just maybe talk about this another day.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, typical Catholics don't have an answer for it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be a little philosopher when he's older.
Like, see, the thing is, like, I don't mind them learning about religion. I find religions fascinating. I find, like, all religions fascinating. I just can't wrap my head around it, to be honest. But anyway, and I'm all for them learning. But, you know, if you're going to teach these things, then you have to be able to give answers.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point in it.
Yeah, or at least say, I don't know the answer to that. I will get you an answer. Yeah. But she's never come back to him. And he keeps saying, you know, why won't she not give me an answer? I'm like, well, you know, what can I tell you? I was like, I've got a satanic Bible you can take to school. You can ask her if you want. He was like, okay.
Oh, no. Like, no. Is that the what is it, the LaVey Bible?
Yeah.
I was literally, I was in Waterstones today, and I ended up, I was going to get some Christmas presents, end up getting myself a load of books. And I saw that in there, and I was like, they're selling the satanic Bible in Waterstones. I was like, no.
It's actually such a good read.
Is it?
Because, so Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. They don't, like, worship Satan. They don't, like, it's not like the opposite end of Catholicism.
No.
Where they're worshipping the devil. It's like a way of life. They believe in, like, these, I suppose, their version of commandments, and I'll send you a picture. When you read them, they make sense. They make perfect sense.
Okay.
Just like about like being a good person and, you know, if someone fucks you over, then, you know, you can take a wee bit of revenge, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Like it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I just think LaVey kind of gave them a bit of a bad name.
Yeah, to be fair, he did.
Yeah, he might have single-handedly ruined that one for most people.
Yeah. Yeah. I listen to like so many different podcasts, and I'm listening to one at the minute called True Crime something. True Crime.
Is it the Case File True Crime?
No, this is True Crime Obsessed.
Oh, okay.
Like a woman and a man do it, and it's so funny. Like, that sounds terrible, but it's like they find a way to make you laugh about all these horrible things. But anyway, the last episode I listened to was about the Rajneeshis.
Okay, what's that?
I'd never heard of this before, and when I looked it up, I was like, my God, how have I never heard of this before? So it was kind of similar to the whole Waco thing.
Yeah.
But they were like from all over the world. And it basically, it's this like mass cult. And I just like, I can't get my head around people blindly following these people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, cult leaders are. It's like almost brainwashing on a mass scale. I don't quite understand it, but I want to do it.
Yeah, it's mad. Like between, I can't deal with it at all. I mean, my mom is a Mormon.
Okay.
And I remember when she said that she was going to start going to the Mormon church, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have like 5 mums and 10 dads or something. It's not, that's like one extremist version of Mormonism. And it's
and that's the thing you hear about, just the extreme ends.
Yeah, you just hear about these mad, I mean, it's a bit far-fetched for me, you know, the basic idea is that when Jesus came back from the dead, he took a tour around Europe and, you know, went and toured the world. I just can't get my head around it.
Nice, good for him.
Good for Jesus.
Yeah, have a little gap here.
Get out of Jerusalem. And what is that? Can I? Yeah.
Thank you.
Which one?
This one.
Oh yeah. Writing me notes because I'm talking. Yeah, oh, still had to talk. Mormon. What was I saying about Mormons? Mormons.
I can't even remember. We're talking about the extreme ends, and then I forget.
No, it's gone, it's totally gone. But about what they believe about Jesus going on tour.
That's it, yeah.
Jesus going on tour. Can you have I want a t-shirt that says that. Jesus on tour.
Oh my God.
Oh, the Mormons tell me. But everybody in the, like, we've been to, like, they have like family nights and things, and they're so family oriented, like, it's lovely, and they always make you feel like really welcome and things. And I love learning about different religions and cultures and things like that.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, but I can't get my head around these like young men and women, and they're what, 16? 16, some of them, and they're coming over here from America on these missions, as they call it, and they're just partnered with someone, and they basically are looked after by members of the church. So, you know, like, they go and, I don't know, like, clean someone's house, and they'll keep them for the night, or, you know, they'll cut someone's grass, and they'll feed them. So it's like they kind of like earn their keep, basically.
Yeah.
But I think, I wouldn't even be confident to do that now as a grown up.
No, exactly.
But I just, mad. Madness.
No, it's quite strange. I must admit, I don't really know too much about Mormons, but that sounds Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like get into it because I don't want to say something wrong and offend people because it's not my intention at all. But I mean, my mum, they're not allowed or not supposed to drink like tea and coffee.
Okay.
Something to do with, again, apologies if I offend anybody, it's not my intention. It's something to do with it, like the staining your insides, like it not making you pure. Again, I'm not entirely sure, but they're not supposed to drink like coffee. They're not allowed like body modification, tattoos. Obviously, if you already got tattoos and that's different, but you're not supposed to like go and get tattoos or Botox, piercings or anything like that. So, I mean, I would be kicked out of that church. Like,
before you even get through the doors.
Please take your facial piercings out. No, can't do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, I literally know nothing about it. It's quite actually interesting.
It's quite interesting. I actually will see. I think my mum might have a couple of the, I want to say Bibles. I don't know if it's a Mormon Bible. Is that what they call it? I don't know. If she's got an extra one, then I'll send you a copy and you can have a flick through it. But yeah, just for, like you say, like curiosity. I love stuff like that. I've got so many like old Bibles, like I've bought from eBay. And, yeah, I just find them fascinating. Like these really old books and like literally falling to bits and things like that. But I just... I just find them like quite cool. I'm quite a collector of the weird and wonderful.
Nah, I mean that's the best stuff.
yeah, stuff with all the history.
Yeah, things with a story, it's always better.
Yeah, like don't bring any bad in though. Cause,
well, yeah, don't do any of that.
I will salt it and burn it.
yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed that works.
Yeah, not getting in.
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. Have you heard of what is it? The York Ghost Merchants on like Instagram?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're so good. I've got like a few of them. And I must admit, I've only recently started getting them like last 4 or 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, apparently like the whole kind of story behind them is each is like handcrafted with like their intent and like a little spirit's trapped inside the little ghost. And
oh
yeah, apparently so. That's like their story anyway, because they're like the only kind of ghost merchants going.
Yeah,
and I definitely was thinking this today. I just saw them post and I was like, oh, actually, because they're recent and like the whole kind of activity I've had in this house has been recent. I'm thinking like, I wonder if that's linked. I was like, do they want to play with the ghosts? And like, I had that little weird giggle, which sounded like a kid. Like, I'm sure it was a kid, because I don't think any man or woman adult can make that sound.
No.
And yeah, so I'm definitely going to kind of like leave them out with a camera on them and see if anything happens.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird, because I was going to do like the whole kind of burn some sage in the house and see if that kind of stops it. But I was like, if this is a kid, I kind of want to help it. I don't want to just kind of banish it from the house.
yeah. Come take a wee seat, get a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a chat.
Sit down, pull up a pew.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just leave the mic running.
Oh no, because if it's children, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It puts me on edge, but I feel like, just because it's a child, I don't know. Yeah. I feel kind of like, you've got to help it.
Yeah.
He, she, whatever it actually is. I think it's a girl, but I could be wrong. No. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, like I said, I've got no idea. This is all new to me. I mean, I've had experiences, but never in my own house.
That's creepy.
Yeah. No, yeah. The weirdest one I've had was I literally got pushed over. That was the strangest one. So I was yeah, just working at someone's house. I was doing landscaping work. I was just literally just pushing a wheelbarrow. And I mean, I've been doing landscaping for years. I'm never going to just drop a wheelbarrow. Like,
no.
So, I don't know what happened. I was walking down the alleyway at the side of their house, and it just felt like someone just pushed my left hand down. And it just tipped on the side. And like, I literally ran around the garden. Like, the other guys are already around there. And they're just like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I've just dropped the wheelbarrow. Like, oh. I was like, my hand was pretty, like, my hair was on edge. And like, my left side, my right side was fine. I was like, look at this. Something weird has happened. Of course, like, they were builders. They're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, nah, this is weird. This is just strange. I've never kind of been touched, let alone like full on pushed.
I've never had anything like that.
Yeah, that really put me on edge. Like, I was actually scared from that. Like, the whole kind of experience with like the laugh and that here, I was like, oh, that's kind of a bit weird. Not really scared.
Yeah.
But that, it just felt bad. Like, yeah, it didn't feel good.
Like Marge Simpson grown. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. No, and when was it? When I had all that stuff happening here, I was editing later that day, and I just kind of was sitting back in my chair, and I felt like someone tickled my head. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh man, if this is a kid's, this is not fun.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, so do I. It's it. Yeah. I want to try and find out what's going on.
Yeah. I'm going to watch a scary movie now that we've been talking about scary stuff and scary ghosts. And
oh, yeah, just to top it all off.
Yeah, just why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's run up to Christmas, watch all the scary films.
That's it. What are you watching?
I don't know. I'm going to have a look. Something I haven't seen before, which is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I feel you there. Halloween.
At Halloween, Callum and I were going through like the Amazon horror like off list, trying to find, like, we were trying to outdo each other every day because we were off for the week, and we were trying to outdo each other, like, worst scary film.
Oh,
and
God.
Some of them are joking. So, you know, if you've got Amazon Prime and you know, want to be bored. Oh, check some of them out because they're so bad. Like, we couldn't stop watching them. That's how bad they were. You know,
yeah.
That we were just like five minutes.
Oh no, yeah. No, I've been there. I mean, what is it like? Like, you got all the Sharktopus versus whatever films. Like, they're terrible, man. So bad.
Yep. Oh man, but yeah, I'm going to try and find something I haven't seen before.
Exactly. No, good luck. I'm still looking at Febreze. I'm going to close this.
Mad.
Yeah,
madness.
No, that definitely is something there.
And Looney Tunes, that was the other one.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That was
it's Looney Tunes, like tunes, as in T-U-N-E-S, not tunes.
Yeah.
It was Looney Tunes, not Tunes.
Yeah. No, that was weird.
Yeah. Bizarre. Yeah. Hate it.
I'm just looking at that now as well.
Last year, you're like down the rabbit hole of a Mandela effect now.
Yeah, it's... Nah, because it just looks wrong.
Hey, yeah. It's not right. Obviously,
no.
That's what wrong.
And yeah, there's literally like no pictures of it anywhere. Of the other spelling.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
Right. That's enough. Mandela effect for me.
Yep.
I'm going to be questioning everything now.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for coming on and doing this. It's been good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a good laugh.
Yeah, exactly. I've questioned my reality and...
Oh, Callum's just found a picture, but it says Looney Tunes.
No.
Yeah, but Looney Tunes was the cartoon series. It wasn't called Looney Tunes.
It's Looney Tunes. I've seen that picture
for a while. Oh, right. I'm going to screenshot that and send it to you. not, that's fine. You can send it to me and I'm going to send it to him. Well, that's mad.
Wow. You actually found it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you on Instagram. But that's,
wait,
that's
did you bizarre. Say it was different? Like the TV show to the film? They spelled it different then?
Oh, wait. Oh, right. No, see, now I'm going to have to look into this more.
Oh, God. Down another rabbit hole.
Oh, here we go. Like creepypasta all over again. Oh, dear. Yeah, right. Well, I'll find it, but I'll send you that. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for, joining.
Yeah, it's been good. And it's going to be really weird hearing my voice back.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, you can see how horrible it is. I hate editing every week. And
do you know something, though? I was going to say, like, I listened to, like, from episode one, I, like, binged it all. And you have a very, very soothing voice. Like, it's a very, like, like, it's easy to listen to. Like, you don't have one of those voices where it's like, oh, God, just stop talking. So
yeah, I try not to, just purely because. Thank you. Yeah, I've just listened to so many where they are like that. And I'm like, I really need to make sure I don't just scream.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I am dreading hearing my voice back, but you know.
Yeah. Nah, it's not too bad.
No, it was.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be all right. But yeah, thanks for coming on, and I'll speak to you soon. Enjoy your horror film.
Yeah,
whatever you decide on watching.
And yes, I hope you have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, take care.
I'll speak to you later.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, see you later.
See you later. Bye bye.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Give yourself a pat on the back. I just realised why my intro sounded so bad. I didn't have my pop filter on my mic. That's why it sounds really bassy and a bit boomy. Apologies for that. But I do hope you really enjoyed this episode with the Grey Goth. I will link her Instagram in the show notes as well as on the socials. So yeah, definitely check her out because she's got a great page and she's a lovely person. But this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I really do hope you're enjoying these more collaborative type episodes and more. It's like Jeremy Kyle for the paranormal. We'll just talk about shit and let it out without the fights and DNA testing. And to you American listeners, Jeremy Kyle is pretty much the Jerry Springer of the UK. The good shit. So if you yourself want to be on, you can email us at thathauntedshow@gmail.com if you have any stories yourself, or you can get in contact on the socials, drop me a message anywhere, and I will reply if I see it. I'm pretty terrible at replying, but I will try my best. And if you do want to help or support the show, but if you are feeling... if you are feeling extra festive and you do want to support the show, there is one little thing you can do. I am pushing this quite hard at the moment because it really does help the show. Like, I've been researching loads of ways how to market a podcast, and the best way of doing it for me personally is Apple Podcasts. So if you can leave us a review there, it's super easy. It'll take 30 seconds and I just... will super appreciate it. I can't thank you enough for doing it. But that is it for this episode. I will see you next week, same time, same place, every damn week. So you know the drill by now. Stay safe, stay spooky, and good night.